good evening, ladies and gentlemen from around the world and in the chat room and on the phone to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? Well, welcome to the show. We're so glad you are joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily Psychic Readings at the website, y'all, theessenceofsuccess.net, 11 in the morning and 7 at night, Monday through Friday. We do not work weekends. And if you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, we'll go to the website and at least subscribe, you know, so you can get the monthly newsletter, which will be coming out here shortly because we're getting ready to go into November. Now, if you have any messages for Miss Nina or me, leave them at the website, theessenceofsuccess.net main page. Scroll down, you'll see the message box, or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914, and I see right now we do have some lines open, so do call in. 646-727-2914. Thank you, and enjoy the show. First announcement, and I'll turn it over to Nina. The new moon started yesterday, or today, the 28th. Today's Monday? Yeah, the new moon starts today. Okay, let me bring in my co-host and station manager, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful week or a good start to your week. It's a little cold up here, but it's going to get warmer by Wednesday or so, they say. We even got a little skip of snow. So, yeah, everything's a little bit white right now, and it's very cold. I don't like it at all. But anyways, new moon, you know what that means. Get your intentions written out. Put them out there. Write them down first. Put them out there. Verbalize them. And make sure you do that, because that's the only way that your intentions are going to come to light, is if you put them out there to the universe and to God. So it's known. If you don't manifest, it's not happening. So that's how you get your intentions done. And, yeah, good luck with them. I do mine the night of the new moon. I write them down. Sometimes I'll put them under my pillow. Sometimes I won't. It all depends what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I also use crystals. So it all depends on what you feel like doing. But write them down for sure, because at least then you've got them there, and then verbalize them. Put them out there. So, oh, Mocha's joining us too, ladies and gentlemen. And in case you don't know who that is, that's my little dog. But yeah, Mocha has just joined us, so she's now in the studio as well. Welcome, Mocha.
Go, Mocha. Go, Mocha.
You should see her looking at the phone right now, Lennox.
Oh, wow.
You just got a kiss. But anyways, yeah, welcome, Mocha. Have you got anything? Have you got any questions? Nah, she's not responding. Birthdays, I have one this week, and that's my sister-in-law, Karen, from Michigan. Happy birthday, Karen. I hope you are going to have a wonderful day. And Karen is turning 56 on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, one other friend, Mita McDonald. She lives in outside of Edmonton. Happy birthday, Mita. I believe she is turning 65. So happy birthday, my dear. And that's it for birthdays for me.
Okay, and I'm sorry I didn't look up birthdays today to see who in the family was having birthdays, but that's okay. I'll announce them tomorrow. Since I missed a day, I'll announce them tomorrow. Yeah. Well, you were saying it's getting cold up there. I saw, I was reading the news on the internet. Somebody got snow last night. I don't know if it was eastern United States or what, but it was a storm that came through. And it was where?
We got some, but yeah, there was some in the east too.
Yeah, and I forgot to look with city. Yeah. So, oh, it's that time of year. We're going into winter now. Or fall, I should say.
No, we have two seasons. Spring for summer for 2 months, and winter for the rest.
I know, it just seems like winter is dragging out longer and longer, doesn't it? Then shorter and shorter, but global warming.
Well, it could have been worse. Last year we got snow on September 13th, so it could be worse if we only got a little tiny bit overnight. And it's not that much. It's not even covering everything, so it's not that much. But it is cold.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Sure hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and harmony. I know, between Brexit and our President Trump and Putin, like they say, you just throw it up in the air and where it lands, so be it. We just don't know.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna do this one prayer just to see not the reaction, but see if it blesses people out there. The prayer starts with I am as God, but I'm going to say we are ready and open to receive and experience manifesting financial abundance miracles in the name of force, power, and love here and now. It is done. Okay, let's see what happens with that. Let's see if anything transpires. Somebody might get really blessed. All right, Miss Nina, are we ready to begin, young lady?
Oh, I am.
Okay, me too. First caller, area code 708, you're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who is this?
Hello, this is Pat from Illinois.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
I didn't hear the name, I'm sorry. Did you say Pat?
Pat. P-A-T.
Oh, Kat. Okay, go ahead.
Pat. Patricia.
Patricia. Okay, that's what I thought you said, Pat. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific.
I hired naively. I had damage from storm on my roof, and I didn't do my homework, and I had these roofers come, and I believe what I got was a bait and switch as far as shingles, and the work isn't done very well. And it's done through my insurance company, but my insurance company paid them almost the whole amount. So the last check that I have isn't very much. But I'm not going to give it to them. And as it turned out, what I found out today was the assessor, if I have a problem between the roofer and the work that they do, I found out that the sister owns the public adjuster. She's the public adjuster, which is the sister of the roofer. So I really don't want to take this to the attorney general, but I'm feeling like I might have to. Do you see if they're going to?
No, I have a question for you. I live in Canada, so I don't know everything that goes on down there. But do you have, like up here in Canada, we have the Insurance Bureau of Canada. They must have the same thing down there. And if they have that, you can lodge a complaint with them because you do have a legitimate complaint. I do see you winning this complaint if you go through with it. And I think you should. Either that or the angels are telling me, if you go to that sister and say, hey, I know this, maybe then you'll get it fixed.
Well, I just kind of want your feeling, too, because that I'm not seeing things. I mean, I actually was out on top of my roof photographing the shingles, and they are not the shingles that I asked for. And I also feel that they put some scraps in there, like kind of to as fillers. And
okay,
that's just what I'm seeing for myself. So I just wanted to know if you're getting the same feeling that's really what happened. You know, they kind of did it to save themselves money and take it. And
how long ago did you have this done?
That was done at the end of July. And then there were
shingles. If the shingles are still not appearing like they're the right ones or not laying down properly, they were not laid properly.
No.
You have a legitimate claim. Have you gone to the insurance company with this?
Yes, and she said that what happens sometimes is, and what I signed off was, you know, I was, when I did this, I was trusting of them, and I, you know, signed their contract, and in the contract, they signed me this adjuster, and the checks will not come in my name. They'll come in their name too. So the second check that I have, I'm not signing it. I'm not giving it to them. But I kind of got caught off guard with that too. And it's my fault, you know, that I didn't, you know.
Dennis, what are you picking up?
Okay, I got number one, you need to speak with your insurance inspector.
Yeah.
Like Nina said, speak to somebody in the insurance company that can make decisions, not a supervisor. Talk to a director or somebody that can make decisions. Second thing, you need to have a roof inspector come out. I'm sorry?
My insurance company is done with it because they said my relationship is with the roofing company. You know,
okay.
That's how I signed off on it. So they're not involved.
Okay. So the second person, so your insurance is not going to do anything. They wrote it off. They're done. You need a roof inspector that's certified, whether it's through the state or the city that you live in, that has no dealings with these people, know nothing about them. They're coming up objectively, you know, and clean. And like I said, certified, and have them do the roof inspector. Get the report, and with that, get your attorney and get your money back.
Oh, and I'm being told Better Business Bureau. They keep repeating it. Better Business Bureau. Better Business Bureau. So you need to go to them as well.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
And nobody wants a report coming out of BBB. Believe me, she does that. I bet you they'll probably be quick and be over there with a check tomorrow. I mean, I'm just saying. They're not. But when you report to the BBB, that's really good. Nina's mentioning that. Go ahead.
Well, the roof is on. I mean, and I doubt they're going to give me my money back. You know, they put a roof on. It's not the right roof, but there's one on there, and it's not on well, but it's on.
It doesn't matter.
So
you paid for a service, and it was supposed to be on there properly. If it's not on there properly, it's not going to do the job of a roof. Go to the Better Business Bureau. Give them one more chance. They are telling me right now to give them one more chance, and that's the roofers. Give them one more chance. Phone the office. Talk to the manager. Tell them you're not happy, that this is not on properly, and you want it fixed. And if it is not fixed, you will be taking action.
Yeah, they're meeting me on Friday, so that's why I called.
Okay. Yeah, I see it being resolved and being resolved to the point that you are happy.
Thank you. Yeah, I really didn't want to do this. I just wanted to let it go.
I know. But you can't
let that go. That's a problem. I just got through. Yeah, go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
You can't let that go because your roof is protecting you from the elements and mold and everything else. So you can't let that go.
Okay.
Okay, but it will be resolved, and you will be happy with the resolution.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling, and let us know down the line how everything came out, okay?
I will.
All right. Thank you, Pat. You're welcome, ma'am. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You too. Love you.
Okay. Yeah.
Go
ahead. You're doing the 2-minute warning? Wait a minute.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Now we're down to just Lennis and I. So that means you better phone in to the queue right away because the 2-minute warning is being sounded. By 7:20, I am out of here.
Yeah, last week we were a little bit past. Well, it was just me and you, but on Tuesday. So anyway, yeah, y'all should call in. What I wanted to say about for Pat, too, was that I just read an article in AARP, my magazine, about, the elderly people having work done on their houses or whatever, how people will, almost like she said, bait and switch. But, you know, if you're not, as she said, done your homework, you could get, bamboozled. You really could. It was a really good article. And it was just simple things. And, of course, when you're older, maybe sometimes you don't feel like doing the work of researching or whatever or have somebody help you out, and you kind of believe in the people that are going to do the work, that you're trusting them to be truthful. And sometimes it is, but sometimes you get burnt.
Yeah, and I think there is more and more burning going on. Unfortunately, because of all the burning, the good companies are the ones that are hurting because of all of this stuff. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Do your research. That's all we can say. Do your research and make sure you hire a reputable firm to do whatever you're going to have done, whether it be plumbing, electrical, roofing, a lawyer even. You've got to do your homework.
Right. And I always check with the Better Business Bureau. I do that when I get those scammer calls, I'll put the number in and check with Better Business Bureau. And sure enough, there's reports. It's a scammer number.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, since we're going into November, which will be the holidays, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, this is when the scammers are at their highest peak, is during the holidays. Don't believe anything that they tell you. This is IRS calling, and if you don't do this, IRS doesn't do that. If they tell you they're from Social Security, and if you don't do this or you need to pay, don't believe them. It's a scam. If you want to know anything about Social Security, call them. Talk directly to Social Security. If you want to know about IRS, call them. But they're not going to send you out. Same with Microsoft. They've got that little thing going through that Microsoft will pay. Microsoft doesn't do that, and they will never do that. Bill Gates can get his money like that. So don't believe that. It's just a bunch of boo-boo. That's all it is. So just be careful, people. I want you to be cognizant during the holidays. You're vulnerable and you're weak in this time during the holidays. So like Nina said, just do your investigations until you feel comfortable that that company is credible. And then, okay, go for it, whatever that you're going to, work you want done. But just remember, this is scamming season at its best right now. So,
oh yeah,
and you also have the political calls. Mhm.
Huh. I don't want to talk about politics again. I'm still sad.
No. We're not going to talk about politics, but the people are getting those calls, of course, because for us, because it's 2 weeks. Yeah, we'll be voting, so they're bugging. But I know it's for a good cause, but yeah.
Okay, 2 minutes
are up. Okay. I just love you.
Yeah,
okay, y'all,
we're on the air tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Yep, go ahead, Nina.
Yeah.
I got the music going.
We'll be on the air tomorrow night. If you want to talk to us, call in tomorrow night. You know what? It's getting to the point that if Tuesday night doesn't start to get busier, Lennis and I may have to sit down and think about Tuesdays.
Yeah, for sure. Because last Monday it was busy. I had, I think it was 17 callers. So 17 or 12, I don't know. It was a lot, but anyway. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. We will. Because we're going into the holiday. And just to be, I'll be reminding you guys, we're off Thanksgiving week and we're off Christmas week. But Nina and I are going to enjoy our families and friends. So the week of Thanksgiving, we're not on the air at all. And the week of Christmas, we're not on the air at all. So just kind of jot that down if you want, and then we'll be back. All right, we're out.
Love you, Nina.
Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.